I was doing everything I could to stop the stupid thing from taking the dress apart. The point hammered into the silk. I backed up and raised my hand. "Sometimes that thing gets a mind of its own," Grandma mused.
"Now you tell me," I grumbled.
"Dylan," Sarah interrupted. "Let me lock the door in case someone attempts to walk in."
"Hurry," I said. "This thing is going to destroy all the work I've done. The wedding's tonight."
Sarah ran to the door. As she extended her hand to flip the lock, it opened. I sucked in a deep breath of air.
"Please don't let it be Rose, the bride."
I bunched the gown and pulled it tight toward me. If anyone saw magic being worked, me and my sisters would be in a heap of trouble. Though we wouldn't be punished to the full extent of the law, we'd still be in some sort of conundrum. I'm just not sure exactly what. At least, that's what I'd come to understand from Inspector Jonathan Pearbottom, who was an investigator for the witch police. A while back, I'd solved a string of murders that involved a queen and her daughters. Because of that, I'd been given a bit of immunity from getting into trouble with the witch police. I needed whatever help I could get because it always seemed I was doing something wrong, like working magic in front of regular people, or non-magics, as they're called. Performing magic before someone who isn't a witch is a big no-no, punishable by horrible means. The way things were looking with this needle, I needed all the immunity I could bribe out of a top-level official. The door cracked open, and a head of dark hair emerged.
"Hey, ladies. I thought I'd find y'all here."
Brock, Sarah's boyfriend and king of the winged monkeys, slipped inside and shut the door behind him. He spoke with a velvety, smooth southern accent that fell from his lips like honey. His shoulder-length dark hair was thick and full of waves, and his dark eyes twinkled as he pulled Sarah into a hug. Brock flashed a look at me.
"Dylan, why does it appear that a sewing needle is trying to attack that dress?"
I blew a strand of dark hair from my eyes.
"Because it is. You can thank Grandma."
Grandma finger-waved at Brock.
"I just stopped by to see if y'all needed any help," Brock said. "I'm on my way back to Monkey Town and thought I'd give a quick hello."
"No, I don't think we need anything," Sarah said.
The tip of the needle bit at the hem. Time to take control of the situation.
"Okay, y'all, stand back. I'm going to try to stop this needle."
I focused my magic. Threads of energy tightened in my core. I felt my stomach muscles cinch. The burst of power rushed in streams from my fingers out into the world. Magic flashed toward the needle. Instead of cutting through metal, my power slashed through shining white silk and tore a hole straight through the gown.
"Ah!"
I yelled. The needle zigged to the right. I threw another shot of power at it. The needle zagged left. My magic hit the floor and singed a hole in the carpet.
"Stop moving!" I screeched.
"Dylan, when did you become such a lousy shot? I thought you were much better than that,"
Grandma said. I threw her a scathing look as the needle zipped through the room.
"Listen, this is all your fault. If that stupid needle ruins this wedding dress, I'm holding you supremely accountable."
Grandma bobbed her head.
"I was only trying to help."
"Help me have a heart attack, more like," I mumbled.
I raised my hand again. The needle shot past me and headed toward the custom curtains draped over the windows. With a flash of silver, the implement darted in and out of the fabric. 3 seconds later, the curtains lay in a heap on the floor. My eyes widened. Sarah stepped up beside me and crossed her arms.
"If we don't do something about that thing, it's going to take the clothes right off our backs."
The needle stopped. It hovered in the air, its sharp point facing us. It floated on some sort of invisible current. For a brief second, I wondered if the thing had understood what Sarah said. When it aimed for the pockets of Reed's jeans, I was certain it knew exactly what it was doing.
"Grandma!"
Reed shrieked as she galloped across the room.
"Stop this thing!"
Grandma grimaced.
"You know, I knew there was a reason why I didn't use that needle to do any sewing."
"Now you tell us," I yelled. "It's out of control. Can't you stop it?"
Reed whacked at the end of it.